நித்யாய முக்தாய சிவாத்மகாய நவ்யாய பவ்யாய பராத்பராய சுத்தாய புத்தாய நிரஞ்சனாய நமோஸ்துதே சத்குரு சின்மயாய நமோஸ்துதே சத்குரு சின்மயாய. ஹரியோம், நமஸ்கார் டு எவ்ரிவன். வால்யூம் லிட்டில் மோர். We had a most beautiful puja, very well conducted by Amma. And very beautiful bhajans and dance. I am sure Puja Gurudev is very happy. We are all blessed. Were it not for this day, 100 years back, on the 8th of May, in 1916, Parampujya Gurudev came as an embodied form and blessed all of us. I'm not going to talk about his life, the story of his life from his birth. You have all seen the movie On the Quest. How many of you saw the movie? I don't have to say anything more. However, we'll talk about some things about him which were very, very striking. About his life, about his work, and about his teaching. First of all, one characteristic about him was really endearing to me. His spirit of independent thinking. He was not colored by anyone. No authority was accepted by him till he had thought about it independently. Only and only when he was convinced about something did he actually practice it, follow it, believe in it. His independent thinking was so much that he even questioned great masters. No one has the guts to. It's like that. I'll tell you how much we don't have independent thinking. Supposing someone tells us that this song is Subbalakshmi. All of you will say, wonderful. Is it true or not? Because it's Subbalakshmi, you and I can't question. This is the way we think. Maybe one particular song is not that great because every singer doesn't sing every song well. But even if the highest of authority has said something, if it did not appeal to his thinking or he could not be convinced about it, he did not follow it. That complete spirit of independent thinking, which is encouraged completely by our Vedas. Then the other thing is he had a questioning mind. He questioned everything. And because he questioned everything, he became a very good journalist. He wrote under the name of Mochi. Who is a Mochi? A cobbler. And what does a cobbler do? His vision of the world is very different from other people's vision. Where is his vision? At the feet of everyone. Isn't it true? So he sees things from a different angle. So he questions everything. Pujya Gurudev was like that. He questioned everything. Then there's another thing very beautiful about Gurudev is if he believed in something and if he needed to change himself because of that, he did. He went to Swami Shivanand Maharaj saying, I don't believe in sannyasis. But after being convinced about it, when he went there, he transformed, he changed. He did not hold on to his old thought, no. I went as a skeptic, I will remain a skeptic, even though my intellect has accepted that what I see is greatness. So he had the guts to change. Very few people have guts to change. You know, when we come into this hall, where did you keep your chappals? When you go back, what will you do? You'll pick up, I hope, your own chappals. So you come, you bring your chappals, and then when you go, what do? You take your chappals back. Most of us do exactly that in most lectures or whatever. We come with our own pet beliefs, and then what happens? Go back again with our own pet beliefs. Even though there's a chance of changing, we won't change. Why? Because I have decided I won't change. But here he was, when he was convinced about something, he changed. He transformed. And what a transformation. Unbelievable. This is another very wonderful thing about his life. Then he was courageous and fearless. This was something about him which was amazing. I remember once there was an interview going on in Ahmedabad. And Doordarshan was taking an interview. And they asked him, Gurudev, what do you have to say about the politicians of that time? This is at least 30 years back. What do you have to say about the politicians of this time? So he says, they should all be taken into the Arabian Sea and put there. And then he said, but if they come out, put them back again. This was the survey. When the Ayodhya issue happened, the Muslims had declared that they would not celebrate 26th January. So Gurudev was giving an interview, a lot of journalists in Calcutta. And they asked him about this, that they have said that they would not participate in the Republic Day function on the 26th of January. What do you have to say about that? I was there in the audience and my heart started shaking because at that time everything was very tense. You remember after the Ayodhya issue, how things were. But Gurudev, you know what he said? He said, there are only two things that are done to a traitor. Number one, he is exiled, or number two, he is killed. 26th of January is a national day. Anyone who does not have love for the country either may go away or be jailed. Now, this is very, you know, to say now, to say it is okay, but at that time when things were so tense, to be able to say it boldly required sheer what? Guts. He's fearless. When he started preaching, even Shankaracharya ji's objected to that. They saying, why is he talking in public the Upanishads? He should not. He should not teach the Upanishads to the ladies, to the women. There was criticism about it. He says, no. This is the heritage of our country, is the right of every citizen to get this knowledge, and I shall talk of it. They did not want him to talk in English about it, okay? They said, mlecha bhasha, and therefore should not be talked. You either talk in Sanskrit or talk in one of our regional languages. You should not talk of Upanishads, of this knowledge of the scriptures in English. But he did. Thank God, otherwise you and I, can you imagine? He was very courageous. There were many other, this also about him, surrender, especially to his guru, was amazing. I remember when we were doing a course, the Vedanta course studying Puja Gurudev, his love for his guru, his devotion for his guru was just amazing. He said, Even the air that you breathe over here, this is in Sandipani I'm talking about. He said, even the air that you breathe over here is Tapovan Krupa. Look at that reverence that he had for his guru. In Uttarkashi, I don't know how many of you have been to Uttarkashi. How many have been to Uttarkashi? You always put up your hand like that, so I don't know whether it's there. If it's put up like that, I know where you are. Okay. How many of you have been there? You can see at least. No, this is all here. I don't know. So, where Tapon Maharaj used to sit, Pujya Gurudev never sat over there also. It's a small little kutia. On the step up there, he would never sit. He'd always sit down. Years and years after his guru had attained samadhi, he would never even sit on that seat. It's open. Anyone walks up and down. But still, that reverence, that devotion that he had. He looked a great jnani, but he was all bhakta inside his heart. He looked like a roaring, you know, all knowledge personified. And yet, his heart was all full of love and devotion. His detachment was amazing. Once someone told him that, Gurudev, there's a Chinmay Mission Center over here. Please come and see. You know, in that particular town he went. He said, so? He says, no, but it's Chinmay Mission Center. He says, so? No, Chinmay Mission. Huh? So? So what? Let it be. See, he had no... Someone asked him once, that Gurudev, when you go, what will happen to the Chinmay Mission? This was a question asked often to him. When you go, what will happen to the Chinmay Mission? He said, it started by his will. And if it is serving a useful purpose, it will continue by his will. You understand? See, this is the type of the... Not that my mission, so my... Nah. The name, in fact, Chinmaya, he was not happy about it initially. He says, no. Don't keep the name Chinmaya Mission. Then they said, no, Swamiji, we are keeping the name Chinmaya because our mission personifies knowledge and Chinmaya means knowledge. And so we want to call it Chinmaya Mission. That's when he agreed to it. He says, remember, it's not going to be after me. It's going to be this. So therefore, this was his life. Many qualities of his life, which made him, virtues in him, which made him really special and great. About his work, there's a lot that can be talked, but a few things, small things. Not small things, great things. The first thing he did is he gave the logic of spirituality. Until unless he had spoken in the language of logic and science, someone like me would never, never have come to him. He had to convince us through logic, through science, through research has said. You know, I used to keep joking about over here, everyone, only after the tagline, research has said, anything is accepted. Isn't it true? Research has said, coconut is very bad. So you all left coconut. And now research has said coconut is very good. So now all of you are eating. So Gurudev backed all his talk by what? Logic, science, facts. In such a way, otherwise skeptics like us would never have got convinced. So he gave the logic of spirituality, which was a very, very great thing that he did. Not only that, and that is why the educated masses of India were attracted to him. When he started giving his talks, his audience was full of the educated masses of India. Because otherwise they would never have. Because, you know, if he had not talked in English, he had not talked in the language of logic, believe me, this knowledge would still have remained in the ashrams, in the places of Gurukulas and such other places. It would never have become a public this. He had a program for all ages, and this is one of the beautiful gifts of the Chinmay Mission to everyone, all other organizations. He started the Balavihar, the Yuva Kendra, the study classes, Devi classes, Vanaprastha, etc. Now so many other organizations are also having children program, youth program. Is it true or not? It all started with him. Remember, it was Pujya Gurudev who started this. The first person who pioneered all these activities. Something Chinmay Mission can be truly, truly proud about. Not only that, Pujya Gurudev made the scriptures available to everyone. He had no, you know, many times, no, there was no barrier. I also keep telling everyone, bring your children. Everyone would understand the way he spoke, the way he talked, the examples he gave. I don't know. I think they're going to show you a clip of how he talked to the children. He convinced children. Everyone, his audience was full of different variety of people. The educated, of course. But also, there were the faithful. He convinced everyone. So he made this knowledge available to everyone, which was one of the... And Chinmay Mission is the only organization which started initially. Of course, now many of them do. Initially, a proper... In fact, still, it remains one of the best courses available in Vedanta of to anyone in the world. A systematic 2 year, 2.5 year course of the study of Vedanta. Now, if you go, even now, you go to Rishikesh and so many other places, if you have to study for one Upanishad, they will take 5 years. Once a day, if the guru is available, the classes would be taken. Whereas for us, a systematic, if, see, many, many places we have seen, the guru is there, very great, excellent, wonderful person, a Siddha Purusha. But after him, what? I have gone to hundreds of ashrams where after the guru goes, nothing is there. It remains only a place of worship. Everyone does namaskar, does aarti, and goes back home. Is it true or not? Whereas here, the jnana parampara is still alive. Isn't it true? How many acharyas? And those who left the mission also, Pujya Gurudev used to say, what else can they do but carry on the jnana parampara? Is it true or not? When they went, and what did they do when they went outside? They left the mission and they continued giving what? Knowledge to everyone. One of the greatest gifts that was this is the proper study, the systematic study of Vedanta and passing it on generation after generation. Pujya Gurudev had a great sense of humor. This is one of his... There are so many people who remember, if the lectures they didn't remember, they remembered the jokes. So many people. And he was witty. Just as he would be speaking, there would be jokes coming out of him. I'll give you just a couple of them. Once, when he had his heart operation done, and he was in the lying in the bed, and no one was allowed to see him because he was just been operated, and everyone was anxious. They were all waiting outside, so many devotees. Then, given permission that you just go and see him, don't talk. Just go, see, and come out. So one lady went in, and she's very scared, because he's not well. I hope I don't disturb with all these things, and full heart, full of devotion, just to see him. She went in. Gurudev was lying. He opened his eyes, looked at her, and he says, when the doctors opened my heart, do you know what they found? So she, what? They found you inside. You can imagine how she would have melted. Once our Jairam Bhai was telling Gurudev, Swamiji, it's time, the flight, we might miss the flight. We must go quickly to the airport. It's time to go. So he says, if we don't go in time, the window will close. So Gurudev said, I don't jump out of windows. I'll walk out through the door. Don't worry. Always there's something, which he had, 1 minute. He would always be witty and some, and his lectures, my God, I don't know how many of you have seen. He was so dramatic in whatever he spoke, isn't it? How many of you have heard him actually heard him? Oh, so many of you. You can't forget him if you've heard him. Now, he said, one of my main purpose is to convert Hindus to Hinduism. And that was absolutely needed at that time as much as it is needed now. Is it true or not? Because most of us Hindus itself don't know anything about what? Being a Hindu. So he says, I am not here to convert anyone because Sanatan Dharma doesn't believe in converting anyone, but I am here to convert what? Hindus to Hinduism. And this is one of his main this. His love for the country is amazing. And that's why one of the names of his is what? Om Bharata Gauravaya Namaha. This is what we say. He's so passionate and love with the country. I remember once, you know, when the Ayodhya issue happened. I mean, his people were, you know, asking him so many things and all. And his spirit. Once when he was talking, they even had to give him oxygen at that time. He took oxygen and says, let me continue. The doctor said, please don't talk, don't talk. And they were all scared. He says, no, this is a very important time in the history of my country. I have to talk. He loved India. Anyway, then, one of the things that he did, and he did it beautifully, he touched the lives of people. He touched the lives through his activities, through the mission, through his personal contact. He transformed them by his very presence, his words, his looks, his touch. You know, in the house that he stayed, in India, of course, we have lots of servants also. So even the servants would wait for him to come. He would never forget. 25 years later, when he goes to that house, he would remember that servant and say, by her name, he would call, Shakubai, where are you? Where is Shakubai? And you can imagine this person who travels the world over, lakhs and lakhs of people worship him, and he calls for what? Shakubai. Are you understanding how he touched? His love, there's so many people whose life we have seen. I'll give you some example, one example at least. I was in the Ahmedabad ashram and I was staying over there. And in the afternoon once I got a knock on the door. Normally when I'm resting, no one would knock, but I got a knock on the door. And our ashram worker, Seva, came and told me that, Swamiji, there's a policeman outside, police officer. So I said, what is a police officer? He says, no, he's asking for you. No, I haven't done anything criminal. I was wondering why I was being called. So anyway, I went out and there's this very big policeman, I mean, a big officer high up in the hierarchy. And he was there and he says, you know, I have come to get books from your library. And I said, this is the time when our office is closed. Just in a couple of hours, it'll open and you'll be able to get. He says, no, I won't have time for that. Is it okay? Is it possible for you to open the library and give me the books, this bookshop? So I thought about it. I said, okay, yes, that's possible. And then he took a lot of videos and books and so many things. And then he's asking me for a concession. So I said, look, and those days, you know, things were not that great. Right now, things are much better in this country, but in India. But that, I said, look, I may be not very worldly wise because I'm a Swami and all of that, but I know you people don't need concession. You are asking for, he says, your guru is responsible for me asking for concession. Then I said, why? He says, I heard him when I was in college. I don't know how many thousands of people I have heard say this statement. I heard him when I was in college. I heard him when I was in college. And he said that when I heard him, something happened to me and I decided that I will never, never, ever be dishonest. Whatever happens, if I have to be poor, if I have to be begging, I may do anything, but I shall never, even a little dishonesty will not come in me, and therefore I live on my pay, and therefore I need the concession. I said, please give him all the concession he needs. These are just small little incidents. I have met so many people. The way he's changed their lives is amazing. He touched the lives of people. He made such a great, great, great difference to people. Not even like directly. Let's say if he's people who have, I know of people whom he's never, I mean, they are much younger, they've never seen him, and yet the activities of the mission, the acharyas of the mission, the programs of the mission, somewhere a book here, a story there, something or the other has changed the lives of how many millions and millions of people all over the world. Then, as I said, one of the greatest thing he did is maintain the Guru Shishya Parampara. This is a very, very important thing. This great knowledge, you all know, a dance person is known through his dance teacher, isn't it true? The greatness of the, so this great lineage of knowledge through a great, great master, Swami Tapon Maharaj, and then he is, and we are so fortunate to have a very, very great Mahatma in the form of Pujya Guruji as well. You know, this parampara, you can see how beautifully it is being maintained. Tapan Maharaj, Pujya Gurudev, and now Pujya Guruji himself. It's a very, very important thing that he did for the unity. You know, we Hindus are Mahapurushas. We truly are Mahapurushas. Wherever we are, we will form what? Coming together, nahi. We rarely, and he did his best. I don't know how many of you are aware that the Vishwa Hindu Parishad was inaugurated in the Sandipani Ashram in Mumbai, and they are celebrating, I think, the 25th year of their existence or something, not 25th, no, it can't be 20, 50th year, yeah, 50th year. They had a celebration last year in the Sandipani, and Pujya Gurudev was the first president of the Vishwa Hindu Parishad. It was a forum to bring all the great masters together under one wing so that the dharma could be, you know, all of, instead of everyone criticizing each other or, you know, falling apart from each other, it would be so good if all the great Mahatmas came together in a common forum to work for the benefit of the Hindus of the world. And I tell you, for any other religion, they already always have a forum. Anything happens to any Jew anywhere in the world, it's immediately put on a website. People in the world know, and everyone fights for it. Things happen to Hindus, no one bothers. Is it true or not? So here was a great Mahatma being a founder of a place by which the Hindus would come together. Very difficult task, almost an impossible task. But he did that. And in the year, you know, when 100th year of the World Religious Conference, when Swami Vivekananda gave his very, very famous speech in Chicago, and the 100th year after that, Pujya Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda was declared as the Hindu of the century. Can you imagine what a great, great position Pujya Gurudev had in the Sanatan Dharma? A Hindu of a century is not an ordinary this. There are so many saints who have come and gone, but no one's been given the post of what? Hindu of the century. A Swami Vivekananda, another Swami Vivekananda. You see many similarities between Swami Vivekananda and Pujya Gurudev. One thing he kept, you know, whenever he saw children, one of the things he wrote in all their books was, keep smiling. And he told us once also, you know, if one acharya or brahmachari was sitting with a long face or something, he'll say, the day you feel not that great or depressed, go to the bathroom, stay there till you get a smile on your face. Don't show your miserable face to the world and make them unhappy. He himself was always smiling and laughing, and he always made everyone smile and laugh. He said, keep smiling. Many, 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 many things that I can talk about him. He was a Siddha Purusha, and I personally loved him for one thing above all. And that is that he was a Brahmagnani. He was a realized master. He was a Sthita Prajna. He had reached the goal of life. He had attained the highest that is possible to attain for a human being. He was a Nitya Mukta. That is why you say, what do we say? Om Shri, what? Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupaya Namaha. He was a Mukta Purusha, a liberated soul, a Jnani, a Mahatma, one who had attained Sakshatkar, Nirvana, Moksha, call it what you will. If I keep my goal as someone as great as him, very likely I too can reach it. And therefore, pranams to that great, great, great master who attained what all of us are striving for, and may we also attain that greatness. And he expected and he thought and he believed that all of us can attain. And he always said, we can, we must. So let's do it and give him the highest tribute. To him is not just in terms of singing his name or doing puja, etc. That's a very good way. However, the best way is to live a life that he showed and attain the greatest and the highest truth. Hari Om and Namaskar to all of you.